So, one important thing that comedians have to do when they begin their show is they have to tell jokes and tell stories in a way that make the comics seem like they are relatable to the crowd. Because without creating that bond, that connection between the comic and the crowd, the comic just seems like a guy. You don't understand. He's telling jokes, but there's no feeling there. So by telling the stories and seeming relatable, the comic then becomes like a close friend or family. And he doesn't seem like he's telling jokes, but just telling funny stories and just making one-liners. And the show and the jokes, they flow so much more better, so much better. The thing about me is that I'm not like those comedians. I am not relatable to the crowd whatsoever. I like to think I'm a normal guy. I like to go and do normal guy things, like cheat on my girlfriend and all that, kick my dogs, normal, white male things. But the thing is I'm not relatable whatsoever. I'm actually quite the opposite. I'm really irrational. Case in point, I think kids are like guns. They need to be checked at the door. I'm sorry, I don't want to listen to your fucking kid sit here and whine and complain that Paw Patrol is not on the fucking TV in the restaurant or wherever the fuck at Ruby Tuesdays. I don't want to hear that shit, all right? But like, imagine this scenario here, like a bar, you got a bar, right? There's gambling, there's smoking, there's other, may I say, illegal entrepreneur-like activities going on in the back, right? At the counter, you got like the bouncer guy, big guy, burly shoulders, huge mustache, scar on his cheek, leather jacket, all that. He's the bouncer, and in comes walking in. You got this other guy, same deal, big, ripped. Got a fucking scar on his shoulder. Who knows where a fucking tiger just attacked him. Who knows? Maybe a house cat. House cats are pretty vicious too. I got a couple scars from them fucking bastards. But, he walks in and he goes to walk by the bouncer and bouncer sticks out his hand. Hey, you know the rule. No guns. Come on, hand him over. Guy goes, okay, whatever. He pulls out the giant 44 Magnum out of his, trench coat. He lit slams it on the counter and goes to walk by the bouncer and the bouncer goes, hey, new policy. Come on. No kids either. Guy just looks down. He's got his old 7-year-old nephew. Nephew's just looking around. Oh, fucking, he's a dumbass. Cause all kids are fucking stupid and mindless, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. He's like, all right, sorry, little Tommy. You gotta have to wait in the lobby. But don't worry, there are magazines and play sets out there for you. But it's a bar, so I imagine the fucking toy sets are dildos, and the magazines are fucking early '90s Playboys and Maxim magazines. Who knows? But I don't know. I call me irrational. I just think kids, we should have kid-free zones. If you're gonna make me have a gun-free zone, we should have kid-free zones. Because quite frankly, kids make me want to get a gun and blow my fucking brains out. I'm sorry, but fuck kids. I'm amazed someone didn't shoot me as a kid. I mean, I hate kids. I would have taken myself out. Had I known what I was when I was younger, had I known the evil that I was possessing, I would have taken myself out. But I guess another irrational opinion I have that would separate me from a crowd is honestly, I think Toyota should hire terrorists to make commercials. Like, think about it, right? So you have Fox News, you got CNN, they're showing all these like war documentaries and what's going on over in the Middle East, and you see like these, terrorists in these 92 Toyota Tacomas with fucking machine guns attached to the back, just taking over, just fucking going, ripping through rocks, the sand, the dunes, everything. They are just kicking ass over in the Middle East in these little trucks. It's like, Toyota is clearly missing out on a marketing opportunity. They could be like, fuck, man. They are showing the durability of Toyota. And I can vouch because I had a 1998 Toyota 4Runner. That thing was a fucking beast. I mean, the brakes were shot to the point there that even though I would hold on to the brake 100% when I was at a stoplight, eventually the pressure from my brakes would release and I would roll forward and I would have to let off my brake and then reapply the brake. Yeah, it's pretty fucking lame. But the engine itself was durable, and the body, oh my god, you couldn't beat that thing up. Just But think about it, right? Imagine you're watching whatever the fuck you watch on TV, you know, reruns of Seinfeld and Grey's Anatomy, who knows, you fucking nerds, right? You're sitting there watching TV, boom, cuts to commercial, right? Zooms out, it's a desert, you're like, okay, well, you know, what's going on here, right? It's a desert. Next thing you know, you got this fucking Tacoma just running over American soldiers. I mean, just fucking boom, boom. You know, in Kingsman, at the end of the fucking movie, when the guy activates the fucking the head bomb device and everyone's head starts exploding, just imagine that, but like American soldiers just boom. I mean, like a bunch of pinatas. Just boom every time the Toyota Tacoma just runs one over. Just bam. They're all exploding. You know, they're pulling out M16s. They're fucking just trying to take out this Tacoma. They can't do it. The fucking jihadis in the truck are just laughing their ass off because these fucking Americans ain't doing shit to this truck, right? Like you said, the Americans are just exploding like a pinata. You ever go to a birthday, you know, you ever go to a birthday party and you watch the kids sit here and try and hit the pinata, but they're too fucking weak to actually break it? So after like 13 rounds of watching these kids unsuccessfully kill Dora the Explorer or Barney the Pinata, and that's when they bring in the big cousins, or they, you know, they bring in old Uncle Rico, and he comes in with the baseball bat. He's like, all right, kids, back up. Fucking two hits and bam, Barney's head goes fucking flying in the woods. Right, Laffy Taffy's, you know, spraying all over the ground, you know, fucking all over the damn ground. Kids are running to the candy like goddamn Hunger Games at the beginning of the Hunger Games, and they're all running for the weapons. Fucking Smarty hit Grandma in the eye, now she's blind. You know, that type of explosion, right? And after it's all said and done, there's American bodies everywhere, soldiers, you know. The guy in the truck just, you know, in the Tacoma, just, you know, he looks over at the camera and smiles, and then boom, Toyota, let's go places. I don't know about you, that seems like a pretty fucking badass commercial, and I think Toyota is truly missing out on an opportunity to really make some sales. I don't know about you, but I'd be like, fuck, man, that's a durable ass truck. Dude just ran over at least 30 Marines. What can I run over? I can run over at least two kids in a school zone, maybe an opossum, maybe someone's cat. You know, a couple mailboxes, a couple people on bikes at night when they don't have the reflectors on, and bam, hit them. It's like, oh shit, didn't scratch my truck though. You know, so whatever. I guess call me irrational, but you know, and the irony too, thinking about Toyota's phrase of, you know, let's go places, is that I really don't like to go anywhere. I don't like to leave my home. I really like to, I just like to do an Al Bundy, you know, sit at home, hand in my pants, sitting on the couch, just not being bothered. You know, that's what I like to do. And, you know, but I have a good justification for not going out. You see, when I was 4 years old, my mother and my grandmother took me to my doctor for a shot. And little did I know that I was getting a shot. So I'm all out in the lobby playing with the little toy set, playing with the other kids. I'm having the fucking time of my life. I'm just like, woo, I'm fucking, you know, just hitting the whip, even though the whip wasn't invented yet. You know, I'm fucking yeeting and you know, hitting the folk out there. I'm just having a damn time of my life. And then, little did I know, I was about to enter fucking Children Guantanamo Bay. I'm going to get fucking strapped on my back and given a shot and tortured. And I swear to God, that's what happens, right? So, because I refused to get the shot once. I was like, oh, shit, this is what I'm here for? Fuck that. I refuse to sit still. Next thing you know, every nurse in the goddamn building is holding me down and restraining me. I mean, they cannot fucking hold me down. It was like all the Marvel characters attacking Thanos at the end of a fucking Infinity War. You know, Peter Parker's like fucking trying to hold him down, and Thanos is like, get off me, bitch. You know, that was fucking me. So then they have to get me into a cocoon, and I mean a literal cocoon. It was this Velcro plastic contraption that wrapped around my body and held me in. Like, I was so bad that they had to bust out this fucking medieval torture device on a 4-year-old, right? And the way it worked was there were holes in the cocoon that exposed parts of your body, so that way they could give me the shot. They you know, they did end up giving me the shot, and I swear to God, I couldn't walk for like 9 days. I was like Ralphie in A Christmas Story when he was eating the bar of soap and he imagined himself going blind and he's like, "Oh, it's all your fault, Mother." That's how I was. I like couldn't walk for 4 days and I was like, "Mom, I'm paralyzed. I'm like a dog that ate raccoon shit. And, you know, now I got the disease and I can't. My back legs don't walk and they don't work anymore." And I'm like, "It's all your fucking fault." But So that's my reason why I think leaving the house is a no-go. It is a no-no for me. But whatever, you know, I'll compromise with you because I know you're thinking that's not a fucking reason to not want to leave the house, right? So let's say this. Let's say that is a truly irrational reason for not wanting to leave the house. But bear with me. This truly is a reason, right? Walmart. Dealing with the fucking idiots in Walmart. Have you ever even tried to navigate just a Walmart parking lot with all the fucking retards and just the people walking in the middle of the aisle and the scuzzy ass dummies, man? Oh God, I don't even want to think about it. And then dealing with Walmart employees and dealing with just the fucking people there. Walmart alone is a reason to go home and be a hermit, to never ever go and see the outside world again. No, Walmart has been nothing but a blight on society. And I mean, think about every recollection of Walmart you have, every memory you can think of Walmart. How many of them were good? And more than likely, the good memories of Walmart are the 1 a.m. trips to go with your friends and going and have fun, like we've done and such. You know, those are the good memories of Walmart. The memories of Walmart where you're going in there at 3 a.m., you know, on a fucking ripstick, you know, getting ready to, you know, bust your ass filming an amateur Blink-182 video in the back hallway while fucking that Irish guy's, you know, checking to make sure now we're not breaking the products, you know. I mean, fuck. How does that guy know I wasn't quality control? I'm just testing to make sure the products still work, you know? You mean tell me a billion-dollar business doesn't have a quality control department? Bull fucking shit. I mean, whatever. But so that's my reason for not wanting to leave the house. Is, you know, I have PTSD from a doctor appointment when I was a kid, and plus Walmart is this. So, fuck, I shiver just thinking about Walmart, you know, and all the idiots in that store that are soaking up the sun and breathing my fucking air and all that shit. But you know what the solution to dealing with all those idiots is? Depopulating the earth. All right. Now that I know that you're probably thinking, what the fuck, dude? But no, hear me out. All right, listen. So instead of having 7 billion people on the earth, what if we had like 100 million? That's it. Like, think about it. We decreased the population of the earth by like 99.97%. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty fucking awesome, right? Think about it. You would never have to wait in line. You would never be stuck behind that idiot that thinks it's acceptable to pay for shit with quarters and dimes and nickels, right? Sitting there with his full Ziploc bag. And of course, he's like turning around every 30 seconds to apologize. Like, sorry. Like, bitch, you're not fucking sorry. You knew preemptively that you were going to go into this line and pay for $32 worth of shit with goddamn nickels. As far as I'm concerned, your bitch ass should be getting shanked in the parking lot. I hope you bleed out next to a fucking PT Cruiser, asshole. But think about it, right? What if the government just said, you know what? We're tired of this shit. Fucking released Zika 2.0, right? Swept across the world. Fucking killed 99% of the human population, right? I mean, I don't know about you. That seems like the time of my fucking life. Right? Like I said, you never gotta wait in line. Disney would be a breeze. I mean, the wait times would go from 3 hours to about 3 minutes, maybe even 3 seconds. Fuck, if there's anyone alive to turn on the damn ride for you. I mean, fuck, man, Disney seems so much goddamn cooler now, right? Mickey Mouse is just a fucking a head over in the corner because there's no one alive to even put on the suit, right? I mean, I don't know. Again, call me irrational. I just think that'd be fucking cool as shit if, you know. You know, but that's what frustrates me. It's like you have these great diseases like Ebola and Zika that you know, they, that like have the chance to like cause widespread damage, and they all start in fucking Africa. Why couldn't it have started in goddamn North America? Why Africa? All the Africans are gonna fucking die of AIDS anyways. Why couldn't it fucking started in little old Sebastian, huh? Think about it. All right, so Zika starts in America. Wipes out some of the white supremacists, wipes out some of the fucking California priest driving liberals out there, right? Takes out Snooki, takes out fucking, takes out Justin Bieber, Jacob Sartorius dies in it. I don't know about you, I'm seeing nothing but fucking pros about a mass depopulation of the humans on Earth, but whatever. I guess that's just one of Chandler's far-fetched, irrational opinions, I guess, but I don't know. But what is kind of sad is, you know, how I'm so cynical at this age. I'm not even 20 years old yet, and I'm over here, you know, I have the mind of, like, this Illuminati aristocrat that everyone is beneath me. But, you know, the thing is, I truly don't believe that anyone is beneath me. I just think that people are just fucking stupid. You know, there's just all these people out here that they don't use their blinkers, and you know, they don't cover their mouths when they cough, and you know, it's like going into a grocery store and it's like, excuse me, sir. It's like, do you know where the graham crackers are? They look at you like you just fucking spoke Klingon to them, going, you know, speaking a whole nother fucking language at them, and I'm like, bitch, I just wanna know where fucking graham crackers are. You know, or the dumbass waiters and waitresses that's like, I want my burger freaking cooked medium well. And they're like, okay. And then the burger comes and the burger's so goddamn raw, you poke it with a fork and the thing goes, arr, it fucking mooed at you. You know, I'm like, bitch, you're still alive. Is that a fucking hoof in my bun? Well, sorry. You know, all those idiots, you know, people that can't do basic shit in life. But again, I it sucks that I'm this cynical. You know, at such a young age, but you know, I do kind of wish though that I was younger. Like, I kind of miss the days of being a kid. In a way, despite the fact that I hate children, I kind of miss it, because you know, you just had so many different freedoms. You had the freedom to kind of say what you want. You know, and I do have a profound respect to kids that are assholes. Because they understand the position they are in. They understand and they recognize that's like, fuck, man. I could tell you, you look like a dumb, dumb noodle head. You know, I could cuss you out and, you know, and fucking, and make you feel like an asshole. And you can't hit me because you're not my mommy or you're not my daddy. Because that's the society we live in, where a kid can be like, hey, yo, fuck you, bitch. And pull out a gun and be waving it around and be like, hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches, you know. Skedaddle, bitch, skedaddle. And if you even look at them, the parents are like, oh, mind your own business. Oh, that's my child. Oh, that's my child. Leave him alone. You know, he's so young. And I'm like, bitch, he knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's like goddamn Chucky. He ain't your fucking child. He's over here smiling. He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. But I don't know. Like I said, just, you know, my ideal world, my utopia is just no children, just no old people, because they're fucking, you know, here's a rule of thumb for old people. If you've lost the ability to keep your mouth closed, then you have lost the right to life, and we're going to euthanize your ass ASAP. Think about it. Think about all the old people who walk around, just, ooh, can't even close their fucking mouth. Just drooling like some camels. Drooling like some fucking giraffes that just got done chewing some fucking leaves from an acacia tree. Look it up. That shit's true. They do that, and the swabber actually helps them with venom from the tree. So, you know, science, bitch. But anyways, you know, like I said, just my ideal world, no children, no fucking old people, just people that think like me, people that are just outgoing, you know, want to have a good time, stay at home, you know, play video games and all that. You know, is that too much to ask for? I don't know, maybe it is, but I guess it all leads back to the point that I'm irrational. So, all right, well, thank you. You guys have a safe trip, all right?